button. And it is also my pleasure to introduce our speaker, Helena Liefert. Helena has been a friend of the store these many years, and this is her first occasion to speak to us in our Thursdays at Many Rivers series. We are delighted to welcome her tonight and look forward to the event. Thank you so much.
Well, first let me say that it's equal delight. This is home for me here. Jim, Amber, Rob, and the store itself. And it's a great place to be. I'm sure you all know that. So I know you must have read this because you got here, so you're wondering what it's about. So I would like to start by saying we're going to be talking about you and I, are going to be talking about dreams, we're going to be discussing imagination, and we're going to be talking about verbal and nonverbal communication, and we're going to be talking about all these wonderful things. So before we start, let's all get on the same page, as all the hip people say. And you know what I mean by that, right? Let's get on the same page, meaning let's all get the fact that the meaning we're going to use is one we can all understand. So first of all, this is a complete group of dreamers. Can we agree on that? So then we can ask, what is a dream? And I would like to hear from you. What do you think a dream is? Anybody? Yes?
To me, it's your mind just letting go and creating a movie, and it's entertainment for me.
Okay.
So you're not only sleeping and enjoying that, but you're getting to watch this movie.
Okay.
Twists and turns.
So that's a wonderful bunch of possibilities. So she said when you're sleeping, so we can ask the question of, do you have to be asleep to dream, or do you have to be dreaming to sleep? Or is it possible that we're all dreaming right now? Okay. So all of you are experts, including myself and Jim and Amba and Rob. We're all experts on dreaming. Can we agree on that? Okay, good. So thank you, because that was lovely. In other words, you have entertainment of some kind going on. And where is it going on? Where does this kind of entertainment go on? If you're an expert dreamer, where would you say your dreaming is going on?
Somewhere in here.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, perfect. And where would your dreaming be going on?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
Yeah, I know. So if you're dreaming, where is dreaming go on? Okay. So are the people out there in the street dreaming?
Possibly.
Could the cars be part of the dream? Could the chairs be part of the dream?
Yes.
Okay. So we may be asleep. Maybe we're all asleep right now. Maybe we're not. Maybe we're all awake. Maybe we're all in the process of waking up. Okay. So we understand what we're going to talk about in the sense regarding dreams. Then the other question is, what is imagination? Because we're going to be talking about positive and negative imagination. So if we're going to communicate here, which means we'll understand or attempt to understand each other, what would imagination be? Throw me hints. You don't have to, you know, speak for minutes. You can just throw a word.
Stories.
Stories. Great. Imagination is
maybe a way to stimulate the intuition.
A way to stimulate intuition.
Thinking of something other than what you're experiencing at the moment.
Hey, cool. Would you say it louder?
Thinking of something other than what you're experiencing at the moment.
Okay.
That's got a few of you really...
Okay, thinking about anything but what you're experiencing at the moment. So do dreamers need imagination?
They have it.
So they don't need it, right? But there are a lot of people who say, I just don't have any imagination. Are you going to believe them? Okay. So then we come
to it.
They may not be in touch with it. So what would be positive and negative imagination then? Positive imagination would be
creative.
I mean, that was a wonderful thing. He said, being in the present requires no imagination. I'm not saying it's true or not true, but it's a thought. So what would be positive imagination? Is there such a thing?
Yes. Positive imagination, I think, is letting yourself play and create.
Letting yourself play and create. Okay, there's that word, create, which has a positive connotation to it. Are creating and imagination the same thing?
They're linked.
They have a relationship. We can relate them to each other. Now, none of us are speaking truth per se, as in absolute truth here. We're roaming into the territory of dreams, imagination, positive. What would be negative? Give me an example.
Imagining dire consequences or dwelling on futures that may be unpleasant.
Okay, so who would make the decision that it's dire and that it's unpleasant?
Your imagination.
You would. Okay. So if two people are standing and looking, let's say, at this piece, which we'll get to in a second, they can say it's a dire, negative imagination, or someone else might say, it's completely positive, I can tell because, right? And they would give you that. So positive and negative, again. And some of you might say, is there anybody here who is feeling like they have to say something about it? Because I come on the scent, like you, for instance.
Oh, I'm trying to really see everything in that picture.
So okay,
I'm
well, come on up. Come on up. Seriously, if, you know, this is not, you're not logged into your chairs here, so anytime you want to come up and you're okay with that, okay? So positive and negative are based on subjectivity. Imagination is based on subjectivity. Dreams, based on subjectivity, and so on. Now we get to the next word that I promise we can be on the same page with, and that is, what is collage? It's a French word. Literally, it means coller, which is to cut, and to paste. Basic, okay? So all of you are curious enough to come out tonight and wonder, what the heck is collage? Or, I know a lot about collage, so can I hear from any of you in regards to collage?
It's fragments of media that are put together to create a whole of some kind.
Okay. Fragments of the imagination, of dreams, forms, figures, put together to create combinations that are sometimes quite surreal, sometimes not, okay? What else would collage be? It's an artistic medium. And what I'd like to do is to take you through dream, imagination, collage, and feel free to at any time step up and come up here or go back and sit down or ask me anything. This is not a lecture. This is both of us working together, okay?
If you have, like I have two significant bad dreams, can collage help you work out those dreams so you don't have
them? You know, I'm going to keep that question. Can collage help you work out bad dreams? Okay, so we hear that someone has entitled the picture bad, and can collage, working with imagery, help you to see what you have entitled as bad, what imagery has come to you to be bad. So I would like you to answer your own question by the end. If I'm any good, you will. If I'm not, you'll teach me, okay?
Okay.
So let's start with this. Okay. So you see an image. All right. Is there anybody who cannot see the image? Okay. So there's an image here. We can label it. We can name it. But for the sake of play with the imagination, with dream imagery and so on, okay, what I'm going to ask you to do is project onto the image. Okay? Does anyone not know what project is? So I'll tell you just in case, all right? Project means the same thing a projector does. It sends out the light and the image goes up into the screen, okay? Every single one of us projects. There's no one here who does not, because there are many, many things that you have said today that are projections in themselves. Okay? Do we agree on that? Okay. So, we have an image, and in this case, I would just like you to sort of yell out, and what I'm looking for is adjectives, just descriptives.
Pensive? Pensive?
Pensive, okay.
Innocent.
Okay. Focus. Okay, remember what you said because I'm going to call on you. Focus. So who said focus? You said focus? Okay. All right. Focus. What else?
Disturbed.
All right. Disturbed. More?
The border between childhood and youth.
Childhood and youth. Okay. So she's bordering between childhood and youth. Okay.
Reflecting, either way.
Which would you like?
Reflecting.
Okay. I heard Tib.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Fashion.
Old fashioned or fashion dead.
Fashion good.
Is it old fashioned?
Old fashioned.
I was thinking that, but it has to do with her clothes. You know.
Fashion
good. Ugly garments.
Yeah, there was. Old-fashioned dud. More. One more.
Remote.
Remote. Good. Okay. Okay, so the image, right? We could have said, to start with, girl, blonde, blue, blah, 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 but we didn't. Okay? All I asked you to do was to project, and that's why I put arrows up there. And you're projecting, okay, onto the image. The image has suddenly become your own very personal subjective image. So for you who said focused, tell me something about yourself that would mean focused.
When I looked at her, what I could relate to is, and I couldn't decide between the two, is it gave me the feeling of her looking at something really intently, externally or internally. Like you can't tell if she's, you know, if she's just in her own little world inside her head or if there's something that she sees that we don't see.
Okay. So you have, if I were to give you a piece of paper and ask you to write what you just said, and I know you remember it, okay? You have a lot of information about yourself, okay? So the image is the place we send information about ourselves to. It becomes the screen where we tell ourselves about ourselves.
And notice that between these two, on the outside, there's very little similar other than two beautiful people, okay? But dark hair, blonde hair, I mean, we could get into that. But that's just merely the surface. In the depths, she has allowed us to get to know her in some way, okay? So who said pensive?
I did.
Yes.
So I didn't see her eyes as being focused. I saw them as sort of staring the way you do when you're thinking inside yourself. Your eyes are open, but they're really not connecting with anything. And so that's why I saw her as being pensive. She's thinking about something and just kind of looking into space.
Okay. And from where I'm standing, and I could be 100% wrong, that's exactly what you're doing. You're deeply thinking. You're moving into the image, and you're really taking in. So you've described yourself as well as you have what you've sent out to the image. Somebody said innocent.
I did.
Yes.
The first thing that comes to my mind is without a big past.
Okay.
Without history or stories.
Okay.
Young. I also said old-fashioned.
Okay.
From another time.
Okay. So all of those information pieces, you know, if you see them on little tabs, old-fashioned, innocent, without a story, all of that, these are pieces and fragments that come from this one person here and are giving you information about herself. Okay, but what we are doing most of the time is looking outside of ourselves and missing the wonderful information that we get by projecting. Okay, so the projection process is to teach you about yourself, to teach you about what you're dreaming about, to teach you about who you think you are, subjectively, objectively. So you really don't need to run to someone else and say, excuse me, could you please tell me what you think about me? Because you're doing that all the time. So this is a wonderful resource center. Each one of you is an incredible, fabulous resource center that's constantly getting information about themselves, both on the outside and on the inside. Okay? Did I miss anybody? Reflective? Yes.
She grabbed my word pensive, so reflective.
You can still use it. Nobody has ownership.
Okay, so it's kind of a pensive, reflective state of inwardness and contemplation.
Okay, and can you find relation with that regarding yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Pensiveness, inwardness, contemplation. How does it feel when you find yourself out here?
It feels okay.
Feels okay. All right. There's no need to hide it because you'd be fooling yourself. We already know that it came from you and that it says something about you. Okay? All right. So if we move from there... to here. Okay? What can we do here? Anybody having a gurgle coming up from them? Amelia, any
it's
words?
A young Maury Lapp.
So what? Repeat, please. It's a young Maury Lapp.
Oh, that's an artist that a lot of you know. He's very lovely and wonderful.
Okay.
84. His name is Maureen Lapp.
Okay.
And that's a young Maureen Lapp.
ML. Okay. By the way, these little arrows, I love it that you're incorrigible. These little arrows can be one of two things. They can be the great arrows that find what we are, and they can be glow darts. that's what you were calling positive, dire imagination. Sending out those parts of ourselves that are yicky, okay? So it could be a blow dart. There's no reason, you know, why this particular artist, whose name shall remain ML, you know, would be seen maybe as something incredibly wonderful, but that arrow could be pointing at something else. And again, it goes back to the person, and you say to yourself, so what else does anybody see? Yes.
You can't even utter. Maybe judging.
Judge? Okay.
Judging something.
Okay.
All right. I keep wanting to write funny captions for the picture.
Yeah, what?
I keep wanting to write captions for the picture.
What is one?
Oh, okay.
We have a man who didn't know he was a cartoonist. He just found out. You can make me wear the silly coat, but you can't make me use a da-da-da-da, a fork. Okay. So when I that's very nice. Can anybody tell me anything about this man? Anybody?
Stubborn. Has a sense of humor.
Stubborn. Has a sense of humor.
He doesn't like
you
pork.
Can make him wear this silly coat, but you can't make him use a fork. Okay, so he's owning it. He's owning it. Very nice. All right. Yes.
I found the first response real interesting because almost the moment you exposed that, I thought of Gauguin, the artist.
Oh, Gauguin. Yeah. All right. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You say primitive.
Anything else to you?
I think it was waiting.
Waiting? Okay.
I think equanimity.
Equanimity, whoa, okay.
I see flummoxed.
You guys are just testing my stuff. By the way, just so you know, you just did a psychic reading. It's my favorite word. Okay? I just love flummox. It answers everything about me. Anything else?
Skeptical.
How about
skeptic?
Skeptical. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said?
Slightly defensive posture. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Slightly defensive.
You might be cold,
Slightly cold.
That's what I was going to say. He looks warm and warm,
okay,
and relaxed to me.
All right, you guys. You don't get away with murder, all right?
Contain.
Who? Okay, contain. One more. Contain.
What was that?
Contain.
Okay, that's what I look like when I'm grumpy and impatient.
Grumpy
and impatient.
Well,
skip a step.
Okay.
Incorrigible.
Incorrigible. Okay. We'll leave that one. Incorrigible. If you can read that. Okay. So notice, you know, if I take him. He won't come. If I take him off and I show him to you again, he didn't have any meaning. He had no meaning at all. How about if I show him to you like this? He has no meaning. No meaning. who puts the bop in the bop shabop shabob? Who puts the meaning in the figure? Who?
We do.
We do. Okay? Every one of us. Every single one of us. We have to own it. Okay? What does own it mean? We created it. Okay? So if we're projecting onto the image, right? Hope he stays. He's been bombarded. If we're projecting onto the image, that image, believe it or not, has no meaning at all until we give it meaning, and the meaning comes from us. Okay? So the person who said judging,
yeah,
okay?
I've judged.
That was a very honest answer. She caught herself judging. That's the most honest answer. Thank you very much. Okay? Very, very honest. So when you run around and you say, I don't judge, I'm not judgmental, I do not, there isn't a chance of that, okay? So judging, right, was an honest answer. What happened with, where is it, waiting? Who had waiting? Okay, so waiting would mean what to you? To take back into yourself. The meaning you gave it,
mm-hmm.
Now take it back to you.
It's kind of like expecting something to happen and waiting for it.
Waiting for it. Okay. So, does he show patience, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
If we want him to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about if I say something like, this is the happiest man I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, poor baby.
That says something about you.
It's something about you. You know, who's ready to check me into the loony bin? So, again, anybody want to tell me what we're getting here from the last two pictures? Summarize for me. You have an image. You project onto the image. You project yourself onto the image. Then you find out something about yourself. And then you take that back into yourself and you make a judgment. And the judging is about whether it's positive or negative. So almost like Cinderella and her mice, there are two piles of sorting. This pile says, yes, I want it. Absolutely, this is mine. This is great. This is wonderful. This is it. This is positive. And the other pile is always not that, leave it out, not this, absolutely not. So again, all the meaning is up to you. Do we agree on that? Is there anybody who thinks it's not?
I have a question about the two piles.
Yes.
Why do you do that?
Why do I do that?
Why are you suggesting that we put a positive and a negative pile?
Okay. Very good question. Generally, that is understood. 35 years of therapy, that's what you do. Okay. No, but I'd like to hear from you. So you would suggest what?
I don't know what the piles are going to be used for. You made a decision to create an order of a kind, of two different kinds.
No, I didn't say order of a kind.
No, I did.
You did. Okay.
By having two piles,
mm-hmm.
That's different from having them all in one pile. There has been a decision process that separates them into the two piles.
Yes.
That's my observation.
True.
And I'm wondering what the purpose of that decision process was or how it's going to serve. Maybe I'm just jumping the gun. Maybe you're going to do
something. No. And I like the metaphor, jumping the gun, because that too has something to do with it. I think, would you like to answer him? Yes.
Well, I don't know if I'm understanding it the same way, but I just think that we tend to think of things as good or bad to some extent. And maybe that's part of the pile.
Okay. Yes?
I'd like to comment on two things. One is this is fundamentally a reflective process.
A reflective meaning?
That it's reflecting back upon you. You put out, it reflects right back to you.
Like a mirror.
Exactly.
Okay.
And in terms of the two piles, there's a lot of spiritual disciplines that put a lot of effort into the attainment of equanimity, which is the elimination of the piles. There are no piles.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful question. Thank you. It's a thoughtful question, literally. It will fill you with possibility. Okay? The other thing I'd like to say is you might like to watch yourselves, because every time you say I, that's a thought. So I love to dance. My thinking loves to dance. So again, we are thinking beings, and every time we say I, it's the same as projecting. If this was your photo up here, it would be I. Okay? So thank you, that was very good. So by equanimity, who said it before? All right, what did you mean?
I just felt that he was just there.
Okay.
I didn't think there was anything negative or positive about him. When you look at him, he's very just grounded.
Okay. So what would you say was the projection that you just heard? Excuse me?
Your own equanimity.
Your capacity to sit with the image and not have to create a pile. Okay? We don't always make piles. But now we're going to go to what I call the process of collage. Why? Because I promised I would. Okay? So, we're going to do something here. And that is, we have a composition, and if you notice, each one of the Japanese women has a letter. If you can't see the letter from where you are, it's that little white circle. I will tell you what letter it is. And I would like to have four people. Okay, who wants to be A? The lady on the left here, on the left as you look at it. Who wants to be A? I'm going to pick you if you don't volunteer. So you're lost anyway. Would you like to be A?
Okay.
Okay. So we have A, this wonderful lady dressed here. Who wants to be B? Okay. You're B. A, B. Who wants to be C in the black gown?
Obviously.
Who said that? Okay. You'll be C, and we have one left. Did you want to be B?
No, I wanted to be C.
You wanted to be C? Would you like to tell us your projection?
Well, I always look good in black. I kind of like D.
You're willing to trade. This is very wonderful, because your identities have totally been changed in 2 split seconds. Okay. So can you guys come up here, women come up here? Okay. So is there anybody who can't see this? Are you having trouble seeing it? The image is big enough for you? All right. What I'd like you each to do is look at the image of the one you've chosen.
I couldn't really see it.
No, I couldn't.
Okay. Take a quick gander. And go ahead and project yourself into that image. Okay. Then I'd like for the four of you to turn back. I mean, you can still look at them over your shoulder or whatever, but turn back so people can hear you and see you. Okay, so turn around. Okay. So, A, tell us who you are. You can say,
well, for some reason I'm chewing on a piece of fabric.
She's chewing aloud so they can hear you. You're chewing a piece of fabric.
Chewing a piece of fabric. That seems to be what she's doing.
Okay. She's not. You are.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So in that context,
what can you see? So. Can you speak to Lady C? Who's Lady C?
I am.
Okay, Lady C, Lady A is going to speak to you and tell you something. Tell her anything that you want to as a result of you being Lady A.
Well, I
you speak?
I found a scarf, and I take it up, and I put it in my mouth for a minute because I had to pick something else out. And if it's yours, I'm sorry that I put it in my mouth.
Well, that's okay, because there's this very lovely gentleman over here that just grabbed my attention, and I'm not really concentrated on my scarf right now.
Sure.
Okay.
Good.
She doesn't wear black for nothing. Okay. Now, Lady D.
Well, I am sitting on the bench because my lower back is beginning to feel like it needs the relief, and I have some salve on it, and this pillow cushion helps keep the salve in my lower back warm. And
we should get to know
each other. And in case I have a hot flash, I have a fan in my hand.
And who's left? Lady B, right?
Yes.
Go for it, Lady B.
Well, they're all looking someplace else. They're, like, out to lunch. She's got a bad back.
Not descriptive. You are her.
Okay.
Are you telling the other women that they're looking somewhere else?
Yeah, you're looking somewhere else. I'm serving tea. Your back hurts. You're chewing on your scarf. And you want to go with a guy who's just waping through. So.
Okay. Okay, now if I can get you to go back to your seats for a second, unless you really want to stay in your role. Now don't give up your role, I want you to stay in it, okay? So, we have what we call a story. We have a story. Before, we just had one image in our projection. Even then, we had stories. We saw Gauguin, you know, we saw ML, whatever. So now when we put the images together, we have a story, okay? So the dream, the imagination, the figure, the projection, the meaning that we put into the projection becomes combined, and the totality of the combination becomes what you think is real and what you think is true. But would you say it's purely subjective? Okay.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to agree with me. I love it when people don't agree with me. You know, so
it's subjective, but it's also activated by interaction. It's activated by other elements.
Great.
Okay.
Great. So it's relational.
It's relational.
It's relational. Because a lot of what I see in my work and in both art and in psychology is that people say, I want to have a relationship, and I go cross-eyed. Huh? You want to have a relationship? That's all you're ever doing. You're never not having a relationship. Notice how many relationships four people who are strangers to each other, or so they think, okay, all of a sudden are finding a relationship as a result of me creating a space in which they could have a relationship. So if you think you're sitting like isolated units in chairs in this room, dreamers, you're not, okay? Everybody here is having a relationship with everybody else, a visible and invisible relationship, and you're also having a nonverbal and a verbal relationship, okay? If the four women were to come up here and stand completely quiet, they were still having relationships with the figures, and they were still having relationships with each other, and you were having relationships with them. Any questions so far? Any comments? Yes.
It looks to me like they're all looking at the guy.
Is that the guy?
I don't know where the guy is.
Over here.
Okay, Jim, you want to stand up for the guy? Okay.
And your response, your projection is?
My projection is, I haven't been in that kind of situation for years. It's kind of nice.
Yes. I'm trying to be incredibly honest. Jim takes the prize for honesty. So, and, you know, the projection, there they are, okay? There they are. He's gone to that space, okay? Anything else that anyone wants to comment about this group in here? Yes.
I found it interesting. There's all these figures in the background that they have something to do with all this, but you can't really tell what it is that's happening there with
yes.
those.
Yes. And actually, those of you that were up close and related to the images, having a relationship with the images, all of you noticed that there were relationships happening in the background, too. Okay? Relationships. So next time you hear yourself say, I just don't have a relationship, you're lying. So all those relationships are opportunities for stories. They're opportunities for wonderful humor, great humor, okay? They're opportunities for great seriousness. Can we tell the difference between the serious and the comedic? Sometimes not. Sometimes yes. Who is it up to? It's up to every single one of us. So we're not independent, floating, lonely, solitary units in the stratosphere as spores. We are always having relationships. And as you know, we can really, really decide what kind of a relationship we're going to have, because you just did. And even though these are two-dimensional images, you believe you're not. You believe you are a multidimensional image. Okay? So can anybody tell me how images are formed? Just take a guess. I don't deal in right and wrong. I just deal in let's play. So how does an image form?
By taking what's in our imagination and bringing it into a material form.
By taking what's in our imagination, bringing it into material form. What is material form?
Art.
Something we can touch.
Something we can
see.
Something other people can see.
Something other people can see. Wonderful. Two wonderful possibilities here. Okay?
It is highly concentrated energy.
Highly concentrated energy. Now, you notice that the words that are coming from people here are an attempt to describe, to give explanation of what is in the invisible and in the visible. But they're only attempts. They're like, you say they're the map, not the territory. Would you agree? Okay, so you have the possibility of imagination being anything else except being totally in the present. Present, 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 present. But we put it all together. We combine it. We bring it into composition. We do all of that. Okay, so if we were to take these two, I would take you to the beginnings of collage. Okay, that's when you take two images and juxtapose them. They didn't come together. Okay, I juxtaposed them. Randomly, you might say. If I say randomly, based on everything you've learned here, would you say it's random?
No.
Okay. So it's not random, because we've learned a lot here. So you have two images juxtaposed, one in relationship with the other, and you have two images that are telling a story. We're storytellers. We're dreamers. Imaginators, makers of stories, okay? So if I were to ask any of you to tell me a story, I'm sure you could. If I were to give you paper and say, write a story, I'm sure you could. Okay? So a lot of people say, I'm sorry, I can't write a story. That's all you need. And you do exactly what you did here today, which is you let yourself be projected onto the imagery, you put the imagery in composition, and then from that composition, you find yourself telling a story. So, back to where I was going from the beginning, and that is, can collage, your question, you want to state it again, because I remember it?
Oh, if you have bad dreams, if you have a bad dream, can collage help you recover from that and not have that dream?
Okay, so she's saying she, may I say you had a bad dream,
yes.
Even if you didn't or if you did. Okay, so if this woman who wears black and has a tendency to be very mysterious, okay, says that she had a bad dream. Anybody care to comment? What's a bad dream? Excuse me?
Makes you uncomfortable.
A dream that made her uncomfortable?
Frightened.
A dream that frightened her? What else? What's a bad dream?
A violent dream.
A violent dream? Okay.
So it's your unconscious trying to tell you something you need to know.
Okay. Can you hear that? Her unconscious was trying to tell her something. She projected into the dream and said, this is a bad dream. No need to argue with her. She says it's a bad dream. Okay? That's her reality, that it's a bad dream. So she's asking, I keep saying she, but I feel bad I don't know your name. So forgive me, okay? But what she's asking is pretty much the same thing. In other words, if images appear on the screen of her mind while she sleeps, are they good or are they bad? And what she's saying is, if you stay with me, she felt discord. She didn't feel accord. She felt non-harmony or disharmony. She didn't feel harmony. Is it up to her to make that decision? Okay. Could she possibly be using collective ideas? By collective, I mean all of us get together and decide that violence is bad, right? And so we're projecting that way. Actually, it's happening right outside as we speak. I mean, we may call them in. Anyway, so again, it's up to you, is it not? All right. So the question is, does collage do the work to take you through what you consider discordant or, you know, beautiful, harmonious accord? Does collage take you through there? The answer for me, and I'm not speaking for anybody else, is yes. And have you had enough evidence that you can tell me why? Why would it?
Well, for me, it does, and it helps me process information, and then also things are revealed to me, almost like in a dream, that I didn't realize, like maybe why I'd chosen certain images or placement, and then it feeds back something to me, like that I get out of it.
It feeds back something to her. She's speaking projection, and to take back the projection, and then she introjects.
That maybe I wasn't aware of, I guess, yeah.
Yes, I'm only trying to make you aware, that's all. But you're the experts. I'm just trying to make you aware of what you're an expert of. You're experts in relationship, you're experts in imagination, you're experts in everything, and you collage 24/7. Do you get to the table and use an X-Acto knife and scissors and so on? The only thing I can tell you is that for me specifically, and for you it seems, and many of you I'm sure, I know some of you that do collage, and some of you who are starting to do collage, what happens when you anchor the image down, when you have a visible, tangible sense of the image, is that the image is something you can work with in a very conscious way. Now, I do not, by the way, analyze an image. I don't believe that I should be telling you what you should think about this image or feel or have meaning of. Okay? So I wait to hear your meaning. I wait to hear your humor. I wait to hear how you found yourself in a dire situation. I wait to hear what you are fishing and taking out of the imagery. And as you work with the imagery, as you have, you become conscious more and more and more. But even if you never spoke a word, even if you just did the collage work, I find, again, this is just my experience, I find that it works the situation through, okay? It doesn't give you an answer in the sense of a conclusion or a resolution. That's not what we're on this planet for, conclusions and resolutions. This is a constantly moving situation, okay? So if you find yourself using imagery, it's almost like somebody would say to you, why don't you write it down so that you can look at it? And when you look at it, you have more of a sense. The mind tends to play in a lot of confusing possibility. If you anchor some of it down, if you bring it into form, if you make it visible, like Jim said, if you do all of that, then you have a chance to work with it. But when someone leaves and completes a collage, they have done something momentous. They have done their own combining, and that's why I call it a solo spiritual discipline. You can do this yourself. You don't need me or anybody else. You certainly can get enough imagery forever, okay, no matter what. And you can cut and paste, and nobody will ever slap your hand and tell you you're doing bad collage, okay? Because there is no such thing. It's your imagination working with your dreams. So this is as much a dream. You are all dreamers. Everybody's dreaming into the world. So let's take this one back again. This is after you've been doing collage for a time. Okay, and that is what I call a live dream. By that I mean, like you asked before, do you have to be asleep to dream? Okay, you didn't ask, you said your dream was asleep. This is a waking dream of mine, okay? The more collage you do, by the way, the more refined it becomes, the more you are able to piece it together, the more you come to seamlessness, the more you come to a whole composition, and so you see things blending. When you begin with collage, maybe you have an image here and an image there and something maybe as crude as the one I showed you before of the monkey face and the woman, okay? When you work with imagery more and more and more and more, it begins to give you an artistic possibility that you didn't even know you had in yourself. It really refines it for you. And I have people who have gone or returned to playing a flute because they found themselves free through collage, or somebody who had a dream who needed to work through the dream, and for me to sit and talk to them about it and so on and so forth was just going to recycle and reinforce it. But if they move to the dream imagery, it moves into another state. It transforms, it translates, it interprets, it represents something else, okay? This particular collage, my father passed away in 1994, and it was a very, very shocking type of situation, and I went home and madly cut and paste. That is my healing, that is my work. I think you can relate very well, and those of you who do collage. And that's not to say you have to do collage. Anything that you're doing where you show up, you pay attention, and you let what I call, you know, first cause, the source itself, come in and move the pieces for you. So if you ask me, is this collage something I planned? I would have to laugh. And if you've ever done collage, you know you don't plan, okay? But is it really planned? Yeah, from the invisible. There is a source that is planning and working. So for me, collage became the place of faith. It's where I go and I report, and I don't have any argument with it, no opposition, no contradiction, nothing. And I let it come through and just do whatever it does. Okay? So this was my father's death, and it was a kind of experience where some of you may recognize what the background is.
It's Edward Munch.
It's Munch, yeah. The Scream, that's correct.
The Scream.
Okay, notice my words. If the background is the screen, and this was the experience I was having, okay, that in the depths of me, there was such a loud scream going on. And then these, now this is many years later, I said he passed away in 94, these became the ancestors that he was passing and leaving through. Over here we have the elemental, is what I would call, which is the opposites. In this case, it's the masculine and the feminine, you know, and they're in concrete, the woman and a man, okay? Actually, if you guys can handle it, we can pass it around.
Okay.
Yes. So, again, that composition saved me. And I couldn't possibly tell you exactly why or what it did, but it absolutely did save me. So, yeah, yeah. So that's the saving grace, is what I call it. So let me take you to a place now where, when I do collage, when any of you do collage, that I think you can relate with, okay? For me, again, it's a faith. Does anybody know what faith is? Let's get on the same page with that. So faith for you would be?
A glimmer of something that is always there to rely on.
Something that is there to rely on. Does it have to be visible or invisible?
Invisible.
Invisible, okay. So, anybody else? Jim, faith?
Trust in that which cannot be observed. A trusting relationship to that which you can.
Yeah. For me, too, the word is trust. It's the place, everything about trust that I cannot possibly explain or describe to you. It's the place of trust. But as I'm watching your faces, you all get it, okay? So anybody else care to share what their place of trust is? Humor, for you, it's a wonderful place that you just completely trusted yourself. You came up and you even wrote it. That was not an introverted response. Anything else? Mm-hmm. You?
How did humor, is that for me a lot of
times? Can't hear you.
Humor.
Humor, okay. Faith? Where do you report to faith?
Faith is two things for me. It's like letting go of fear and also remembering the playful spirit.
Okay. I cannot tell you how much I hope somebody would say what you said. So if we're on the same wavelength, I thank the invisible. No fear. You go there with no fear. How many places do you go to during the day where you go with no fear? What is fear? What is fear?
Lack of trust.
Okay. Anything else?
Opposite of faith.
Opposite of faith. Okay. Can I say it's the opposite of love? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe? Like any of us know what love is, right? Okay. But what would be fear? So a friend of mine gave me this. F-E. You got that? You want to say it?
False evidence appearing real.
False evidence, F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. So how come this wasn't fearful? Sure is false evidence.
It's what we make of it that could be fearful.
Yeah, it doesn't appear.
Bingo. Real. It's what we make of it. So The question's being answered. Are you, anything you want to say?
There's something sad, though. How can you make positive out of it?
No, I didn't say you should make something positive out of something sad. If it's sad for you, this is a place for exploration. It's like the arrow that I put in the other pieces, okay? So that if you've got your dream and you've got your images, you can point those arrows, write your adjectives, write whatever comes to you. It will reveal itself to you because you will trust and you will have faith. And it's all coming from the invisible, okay? Anything else?
Fear is for me is a contraction, and in that contraction, I shut off the flow of spirit or love or trust or faith. It's like, it just, it's like, wow, just blow the flame out.
You blow the flame out, okay. I call that pinching off. Now, what would you be pinching off? What would you be blowing the flame out? Yeah, but based on what you've been here for all this time, what are you using? What's your mind using to...
Imagination.
Okay, so imagination is able to pinch you off. So an artist says, I'm having a terrible block. And when I get somebody who says, I'm having a terrible block, the point is that you can't stand up and say to them, well, this is what I think you should do about it, because it makes the block real. Okay? Imagination is totally changeable, totally and completely changeable. But if somebody is having a block and you try to alleviate that block, help them with the block, tell them what to do with the block, so on and so forth, that's just going to make the block very real, because they're coming from block. You're admitting they have a block. So let's say they had, let's say they had a headache, okay? And they come to you and they say, I need help with this headache. And you believe they have a headache. That's not to say you don't believe they have a headache. It's just the headache is another form. This could be a headache, okay, and it could be not a headache. So if you really believe, you are totally giving your faith to that headache, okay, and you say, I think you should try this, and I think you should try that, and I think, you know, all of it is very wonderful, but the main crux of the headache is
fear.
Fear, maybe. But you've used the word just before. What's the headache? Headache is a psychosomatic symptom of the imagination. Hard to believe, okay? Really hard to believe, but it really is in many different ways. So if you're trying to help somebody who has a headache, and you really believe and you know that they have a headache, you are contributing. You know, you're like a criminal aiding and abetting the headache. That's not to say they don't have a headache, or that's not to say that they don't need help. The question becomes, are you completely taken by the fiction of the whole thing? Are you completely letting your imagination enter that and therefore stoking the fire of it? Okay? So is there any other question, statement. So let's go back to you, because it's got you totally questioning. So if you're experiencing a bad dream and you want collage to be of help to you, what need you do or not do?
Well, I feel like I already kind of know why I'm having, but maybe I need to explore it further. I don't know.
Okay.
I need more work into it.
Good. Thank you so much for sharing this. I mean that very, very much, okay? But she said, I need to explore it. I need to take a look at it. Maybe I. So again, every time you hear the word I, and it appears 24/7 all the time, my thinking thinks this. And then you have the possibility, since it's your thinking, to do or not to do. And by do, I don't mean hands-on. But if you go to collage, and you have faith, and you have trust, you pretty much don't have to go through a lot of effort. You pretty much kind of sit back and let the thing do itself. What would a musician do composing music?
Pretty much, thank you.
Pretty much the same thing. Okay. So let me show you how we're doing time with them. Okay. So here, I'm going to pass these around because I see the glare. But these are three dreams done in collage. If you take... So those are dreams done in collage. Now, I don't want it to be misunderstood. I didn't have the dream and run around looking for the imagery to copy it and try to put it into a collage. A collage is a dream. Okay? A collage is as much a dream as anything else. Remember we started this whole thing with, you are a dreamer. You may even be dreaming this in this room. You may be dreaming me. There isn't a me that's the same to every one of you. If I were to ask each one of you, as I stand here, to project, you each would see, hear, and describe a different me. Okay? Yes.
I think in what we're doing in our normal phenomenological perspective, perceptive process, is creating the reality that we create is a collage, because we're taking bits and pieces of our perceptions.
Yes.
We look into the reality.
Yes.
And we put it together, and it tells us a story, and we leave certain parts out, we focus on certain parts, and we can't possibly be encompassing all of it at the same time.
Yes, you're taking a piece of it. Yes, and that's what's called separation in every spiritual space. That's what's called fragmentation. Notice that M-E-M-T is in fragmentation. It's all mentation most of the time. It means your mind is at work. Your thinking is at work. Imagination, dreaming, all of it is mentation of some kind. Okay? Does anyone not know what I'm saying, including me?
I'd like to clarify something. Our sensory input to the brain is many times greater than what we're aware of. So if we're talking about awareness of the mentation, that's one thing. But the awareness of the mentation is of a tiny fragment of what our whole being is processing.
Yes. Would you like to give an example? Right here, right now, between you and me.
Okay. So right now I'm aware of you and your eyes, your whole being there.
Right.
And at the same time, part of me is registering the sounds of the traffic outside and will know if it suddenly stops going there, whoosh, that the streets will be dry. Mm-hmm. But it may never percolate up to the surface of my
mind. Yes. Yes. And collage is work that combines all of it for you. It's a piece of cake. It really, really is. And, you know, some of you are thinking, you know, maybe I can become an artist, maybe I can sell my work, maybe I can be in a gallery, maybe all of that. Please give that up. Okay? Give it up and just do the beautiful thing that you can do, you know, because you can. And if anybody stops by and says, wow, I really love your piece, what will you know based on what you just said?
They really like my piece.
You know, I never do anything simple. You have to forgive me. Friends of mine just give up on me on that. If someone likes your piece and they buy your piece, it means they're projecting themselves
nice.
Into it.
It's part of their dream work.
It's part of their dream work. they're delegating.
Does it mean that they're resonating with it?
Yes, because of what you said. You said it was the formation of the image. You know, it is a vibration. It's a resonation. Images are made. Was it you that said how images are made?
Yeah.
Okay, so they come into visibility in regards to vibration, in regards to resonance. Okay, so they do move like that. So, oops, you want to see it? Okay, good. So, yes.
I'm also thinking just about the power of the image and what we put on that paper. And in doing collage, there is that invisible that's working. And I'm thinking about one that I did, and there's a resonance, just randomly doing this, and there's a resonance there with everything.
A relationship.
And then years later, I looked at this, and I saw that there was this image of where I was presently living. And then there was another image that I didn't recognize until a place I had always wanted to live had come to me, but it wasn't the right time, so it couldn't come to me.
Yes.
But both of those were in the collage.
Yes, and you think you plan your life.
Well, so I guess, I don't know, this can't really be a question, but that invisible that's working, because given that I made this collage many years before, I'm not even quite sure how to ask.
You're asking beautifully. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I do,
so,
because you believe in time, you see. You believe in time, and you believe in place. And so, therefore, there's a before and an after and a linearity and so on and so forth. What if it's all simultaneous and I'm not telling you that's true? I'm speculating with you, okay? It's uncanny how she would find that imagery. That's happened to me. Has it happened to you with collage? Years later, you go back and you look at a piece and you say, holy cow,
yeah.
That was telling me exactly what to do. I've worked with a client, and don't let the word F-E-A-R, false experience appearing real, warning, warning, this is not about fear, okay? I work with a client for a year, was doing imagery work, and was telling me about his death all the way through. And there's no, I can't tell, you know, how somebody's going to do or not do, or what, all of that. But the beauty of the whole process was that there was an accompanist, there was a companion taking this person through, and I had the evidence in the collage work. I don't have to interpret it, I don't have to analyze it, I don't have to tell you what it means, and we can play with that. If I brought it in, we could all play with it. But you are being accompanied. Your F, capital F, friend is with you. Your friend is doing collage. Sarah, do you have some of your collage work with you? And I'm wondering. So may I pass it?
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah is a yes.
You're talking about real fear.
Real fear?
Yes. What are you talking about? You're looking in the eye of a tiger.
Well, I think
or
that
a German shepherd that looked at you very closely with his teeth bared.
Mm-hmm.
That's real fear.
Yes, and you have a wonderful imagination. Yes, and what you said about imagination was, if you could repeat it again.
Something that you are thinking of that is not occurring in the present.
Yeah, something you're thinking of.
I'm talking about something that has occurred in the present.
Okay, but see, the present just left. The left. Okay, so what he's saying is, we spend time on this planet in our imagination. It's seldom that we can stop, because if we stop, we wouldn't be living. We're in motion. But what I find is that when you really are in a state where you meet the big grizzly bear because you made a left turn in the woods, okay, there's no fear. Okay, Lawrence Vanderpost talks about the fact that he went to a Japanese, he was in a Japanese internment camp where they lined up all these men every single day, and they would take five men and they would absolutely destroy them right in front of everybody else's eyes. And Vanderpost, being in the moment, stood up, went up to the Japanese general, looked him in the eye, and he said, I want you to substitute me for one of the men you're going to torture now. And he said, because there isn't any difference between any of us, we're all the same. And that was the last time that they had anything like that. He touched the heart and the soul of that being in that moment. And this is not something I'm making up. There was no fear in Vanderpost. If you're experiencing fear, it is false
evidence appearing real.
False evidence appearing, you're projecting, okay? But let me just say, if you have a wolf.
False evidence. If I take you out in the street and say, all right, come on, and we started battling, you would not be afraid. The false evidence of something.
I might be afraid before the battle started, but once I get into it, I don't think I would be.
But let me just say one thing. If you experience fear in front of a wolf, my advice to you, and I don't like giving advice, in this case I'll make an exception, run. Okay?
That would be the worst thing you could do.
Well, whatever. If you're experiencing fear, don't start thinking, geez, I wish I was with Helena so I could figure out it. No, if you're experiencing fear, you're experiencing fear, okay? But I'm telling you that you have 365 days to every year, and the more you are awake to false experience appearing real, the less it's bound to get you, okay? And there are many, many stories that I know each one of you probably has one, okay? So let me pass this around. This is a wonderful collage artist, and these are some of her exercises. This is how she exercises the love of her interior life. And you're more than welcome to pass it around, and if it's okay with you,
sure.
Okay? And spend time looking at, and I would like to hear actually from you how collage affects you, and then we'll just wind up.
Wow, that's big. Well, it's a lot of things. It's dreams, it's visions, it's information, it's emotions. It's something I do. I do it a lot, little and big and bigger, and just exercises. Mm-hmm. It's an art form.
I have a couple of sacks of things.
Makes me happy. Mm-hmm. It's really not terribly complicated. I could make it complicated, but it's basically something that I just love to do.
Right. It does.
It pleases me.
It pleases you.
It's fun.
It pleases you. It's a companion. Mm-hmm. It shows up. Yeah. It works with you. It plays with you, and so on. So I'm going to wind this up. I'm seeing the wind-up thing. So I can't thank you enough for coming out during monsoon season. Okay. And I'm really, seriously, truly, truly grateful, okay? And yes.
I was just thinking about nature as a self-organizer.
Mm-hmm.
Self-organizing in a way which produces life. So there's a I was wondering about there's a something about partnering with that self-organizing impulse or that self-organizing thing. I love the idea of collage, and it makes it very clear that when I'm dreaming.
I think you're saying something so very beautiful. I don't want anybody to be passing it by. What he's saying is that the partnering that's possible on a daily basis in so many different ways
that nature is a collage artist.
And nature is a collage artist. I have a studio and there's a glass window and you can see the mountains far away, and I, honest to goodness, sometimes I stand there and go, I'll move that mountain over here. And I don't want this to be over here, but please understand that loneliness and aloneness and what this beautiful story is all about, which is to teach you about these things with these wonderful books and everything, is to let you know that there isn't any such thing as aloneness and loneliness. When I was little, I used to worry that there were just too many people on the planet and that, you know, I would never be alone again. And so I chose collage so I could be alone with it, okay? And as you can see, there isn't such a thing, okay? So I just want to wind up and say, if you'd like to make a comment, there's a book you can write in, and if you want to give me your email, you're welcome to. You're welcome to take a card, give me a call, write me an email. Anything you want, I'd be more than happy to talk with you in any way or play with you in any way, okay? And thank you so much again, and thank you both for the wonderful, wonderful thank you. And Amba, too, even though she looks like Madame Faberge or something.
Lafarge,
yeah. You know, I keep thinking that I'm about to be guillotined. And just know that every stitch has your life in it. And so definitely be nice to her on your way out. Okay, so thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Sarah, your book is going around.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you on behalf of Many Rivers. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I will point out that we, as ever, we have a donable over on the counter, which we encourage you to contribute to, which we, the proceeds of which we split with our speakers to further their work, and which we use as well to support this space for future events of this nature. So thank you so much for coming out, I think the rain has stopped for this good moment. Thanks.
Children,
real pleasure.
One of us is going to go out and fight with Carl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I think we all are.
Which is sort of like, it's like,